to the Into the Void podcast with your host, Sammy Starr. Step into the void.
Welcome, guys, to another edition of Into the Void. I have another awesome guest with me. I'm going to let her do the honors and introduce herself.
Hey, what's up, legends? This is Emmy from Red Hook coming at you from the back of a tour van somewhere in Europe.
That's the best way to introduce yourself. So I know you've been having quite the journey so far since you guys have started Red Hook. I want to start with the most obvious question, but I feel like every band has a unique story of how they started and what's the story behind the inspiration of how they got there. So what started Red Hook and what's the inspiration behind your band name?
I kind of feel like Red Hook's origin story, it's kind of, it's going to sound really cheesy, but it's kind of a little bit like The Wizard of Oz to me. You know what I mean? It was kind of a project that I started by myself that grew from the ashes of a sort of 80s inspired hair metal band that I used to be in. I just feel like I've been on this yellow brick quest to, I don't know, just to make music. And along the way, you know, Craig was the first person that I sort of really connected with in a songwriting level. And we started writing songs together. And then, you know, along the way, we found Alex and now Ned, our bassist. Yeah, just been this crazy journey ever since. And the band name, there's not a really interesting story behind the band name. The old band that I used to be in, we won this competition to support Motley Crue. Because again,
oh,
we were
so
like
sick.
Very, yeah, it was sick. But during that time, before we won the competition, our guitarist, who was this crazy shredder, moved away and nobody else could play his parts. And so the sound started to change. So by the time we played the show, we were a completely different band, completely different lineup, completely different sound. I was like, well, should probably change the band name. So we had like 2 weeks to come up with a new band name. And my drummer at the time was really into like horror novels. And there was this book called The Horror at Red Hook that he was sort of reading at the time, like this short story. I just liked the word Red Hook. I just sort of felt like we have hooks in our music and I like the color red. I was like, done, that'll do. And it just kind of stuck.
As an avid horror fan, I can tout this 110%. I love the inspiration behind the name. And you coming from like an 80s hair metal background, like that's like some of the best freaking material to like have that as a stepping stone to where you guys are at right now. That's amazing.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm simultaneously like, I do feel like a little bit cringe, like thinking about like my past self, like wearing spandex pants and like trying to be Axl Rose. But you got to be proud of where you come from. And
it all
led me to where I am now. So I still have a soft spot for that kind of music.
100%. We're going into musical influences and how that shaped your career moving forward. I know with Postcards, there's this compelling mix of, we get this dark pop, this EDM, and all these alternative mixes in there that is both powerful and also very thought-provoking, that mixes with very well with the lyrical content, I feel. So I guess the question that I want to bring to you is what influences your sound when it comes to bringing that sort of dualistic dynamic to your music?
Well, honestly, I mean, this is a bit of a wanky answer, but like literally we draw our inspiration from wherever we can. Any music that we're listening to that we think is cool, that we think is different, especially music that pushes boundaries, mashes different genres together that you wouldn't normally hear, that's the stuff we love and what we sort of aspire to do. It's very much just a process of kind of experimentation and, you know, colliding different elements together and seeing if they work. It's very exciting when they do. Sometimes they don't, and that's okay as well. But that's how we came up with, I guess, the kind of diverse spectrum of sounds that you hear on Postcard from a Living Hell as a record. We just really wanted to push the boundaries of you know, our songwriting and what we could do. And yeah, just really sort of tell those stories in as, like, we didn't want it to be boring. That's the thing with our music, most of all. Like, we never want to be boring or predictable. We don't want people to think that about us, but also for ourselves, like, we'd get so bored. We were just, you know, writing the same stuff. So it's always a process of just challenging ourselves and experimenting and pushing the boundaries and just, like, mad science experiments to see stuff that we can come up with that excites us. Because, like, I think it's a good gauge. I think if we feel excited about it, then chances are that, you know, other people will be excited to hear it. So that's how we try to operate.
I totally agree with you. We're talking about, like, this mad scientist dynamic that you guys kind of have going on, which I think perfectly explains Postcards from a Living Hell quite brilliantly, I feel. Instrumentally, how was that process different from your EP, Bad Decisions? Like I said, we get a lot of different sounds here that show both anger and frustration, but then it also just shows that you guys are just having a good time just exploring these different sounds, I feel. And just seeing your, like, your personality, you're just meeting you, just, you're, like, very happy, and just seeing that juxtaposition is just, you guys are happy just exploring these different sounds. How was that different from exploring the sounds of that EP, Bad Decisions?
Thank you so much. And yeah, it's nice. Music is definitely an outlet for both, I guess, for all of us to kind of, you know, exercise, like, the demons, and just kind of, like, a healthy way to get the darkness out, I guess, because, you know, we all just want to be happy. I guess, yeah, in terms of how it differs from the EP, I think we just went harder and went further and just tried to push the limits even more as to our songwriting and our compositions. And yeah, just, I think we just tried to raise the bar higher across the board and just went bigger and crazier. That was kind of the mandate going in. We were just like, okay, no rules, no boundaries, let's just play with everything and see what, you know, see what comes out. So I think in that way, the EP, I think, was a good foundation to show, I guess, the diversity of what we could do. But then I think we just kind of leveled up on the album and just went harder and went further afield and incorporated even more wacky shit. And yeah, I'm very, very, very stoked on it.
I definitely agree, especially when we're jumping into the lyrical content. We're talking about the boundlessness, I feel, within the lyricism as well. We kind of get, like, this unbridled rage, but there's still, like, a maturity, I feel, that's behind it in the process of expressing it, I feel. There's a lot that's being aired out there, and it's this honest portrayal that I feel of this real pain and this angst behind that pain that I feel that makes Postcards from a Living Hell so special. I feel like there's this happiness and this freeness in embracing that pain that makes this album such a gem, if that Thank makes you. Any kind of sense.
That means so much to me. And yeah, that makes so much sense. And I definitely, like, just as a songwriter, you know, writing these songs and having them out there, it definitely, you know, just in a selfish way, there's a huge catharsis in so many of the things that I wrote these songs about. I guess, like, I use the term, like, kind of, it's like a purge, just kind of like exercising demons. It's like I feel lighter now that those songs are out of me, you know what I mean? Like, I feel freer and happier. And one thing that I'm really proud of with the album as well is, I think, despite the darkness of the lyrics, because, right, like, there is a lot of darkness and a lot of heavy themes, but then I think a lot of the time, in contrast, the musical arrangements and stuff are really fun and bonkers. So it's kind of like, I've used the term before, like, you know, people dancing away their depression, or, like, you know, moshing away the depression. It's heavy, but it's also, we try and keep it fun where we can. It's a fine line.
I think with your music, like you said, there is a fine line between embracing that pain and realizing that, you know, it's okay to embrace that pain and be happy in doing that instead of keeping it all bottled up inside. This album right here is a perfect portrayal of that.
Thank you so much.
What have you taken from this album process that you didn't get from the EP Bad Decisions?
I just think mostly for me, again, the themes are a lot heavier. It's a lot more personal. There's so much of my heart and soul and all of the, you know, just vomiting out like all the ugliness and all of these like really negative emotions on this album. So I feel like it's kind of like a bigger piece of me. And, you know, again, like the songs, especially like Jabberwocky, that song was absolutely integral to my healing process. Like if it wasn't for writing that song, I think I'd still be in denial about a lot of things. Still, like I wouldn't have been able to process my trauma without like writing that song, without releasing that song. So it's just like this album has had such a huge impact on my life, man. All of these songs, yeah, it's just a piece of my soul.
We're talking about again like how this has impacted your soul, and now you're on tour, you're being able to sing and do these songs in front of people for the first time now, and it's impacting others for the first time. What has that been like, and what has that experience been like, being able to do that for the first time in front of people?
I have been brought to tears so many times over the past, you know, 3 months that we've been on tour. It's just, you don't get used to it. Like you don't, oh man, like you just don't, you don't get used to people bearing their heart and soul and telling you how much the music is meant to them. You know, Jabberwocky, I feel like, yeah, that song in particular, I feel like that's one of the most important things I've ever done in my life. People who've said things like, you know, that song gave them the courage to speak up about their sexual assault experiences for the first time, and just how much it meant to them, and how much I'm getting emotional now, and like how, you know, it helps them sort of feel seen and feel like they're not alone. Oh man, like it just means so much, and I don't think I'll ever get used to it, honestly. But I feel, yeah, so tremendously privileged to be able to make a positive impact in the lives of other people by writing music and performing music. Like it's the most important thing to me in the whole world.
Well, as a fan of your music, I can say that you've made an impact in my life, especially with songs like that. You're a terrific songwriter, and the way you guys can combine these song elements with these really heavy themes just really shows that you're coming from an honest place. And I hope that you guys continue to push the envelope forward and continue to make music that is really meaningful, because you guys are really doing something special.
Thank you so much, Sammy. You're making me so emotional. You're so
no, don't cry. No, don't cry.
Thank you. You're such a sweetheart. That means so much. I really appreciate it.
What does Postcards from a Living Hell represent for you moving forward?
In terms of like our career, or in terms of just as a body of work?
I guess it could be either. It could be as a body of work, or what that means for your career moving forward, whatever that means to you as an artist.
Yeah, again, like I think as an album, it feel like it's just so personal. I just hope that people keep listening to it, and that it continues to help people. You know, if there's any single song on that album that people can relate to, that sort of helps them, you know, deal with or get through something really shit that they're going through, then yeah, that's what I hope that it continues to do moving forward, as more and more people listen to it and discover it. I guess like in terms of where Red Hook goes from here, I don't know. I'm so proud of it, and I hope that we can continue kind of creating stuff that I'm as proud of as that album. I'm very excited to try, you know. I've got a lot more shit to say and a lot more songs to write, a lot more demons to exercise, so not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what that next album has in store and what the future opens up for you guys, because like I said, You guys have a bright future ahead of you guys, and I can't wait to see what's in store. But I want to thank you for coming on to the show. I want to thank you for taking the time to explain your career, the album with me, and what this album really means to you. It really was a pleasure having you on here.
The pleasure was honestly mine. Thank you. Thank you so much. It like means so much that you've listened to it and thought about it and engaged with it. It's, yeah, means everything to us. So thank you, Sammy. Bloody legend.
Oh, thank you. So thank you guys, wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Spotify or any of the streaming services that are available to you, make sure to like, comment down below, and subscribe, and I'll see you guys real soon.